Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck with the five things you need to know for Monday, March 4th.
There must be an immediate ceasefire.
That was Vice President Kamala Harris this weekend, doubling down on U.S. calls for an at least six-week pause in fighting in Gaza.
What we are seeing every day in Gaza is devastating. We have seen reports of families eating leaves or animal feed.
The Palestinian Health Ministry says a growing number of children are starving to death as aid trickles into the Strip. But negotiations over a ceasefire and hostage deal are struggling to break through sticking points. And Israel didn't even send representatives to the talks in Egypt yesterday because it says Hamas is still holding out on some demands. This week could give us a defining look at the November presidential ballot. While GOP nominee Nikki Haley won her first primary in Washington, D.C. yesterday, it's tomorrow's Super Tuesday that could put former President Donald Trump within reach of the party's nomination. And on Thursday, President Joe Biden will take to the airwaves in his State of the Union address. CNN political analyst Ron Brownstein says that could be Biden's chance to boost his appeal to voters, after four polls over the weekend showed him slightly behind Trump.
Three of those four polls had him below 40% in approval. He needs to begin improving his own standing with the public and certainly laying out a compelling agenda for what a second term might mean.
It could, I repeat, could be a big day at the Supreme Court, as justices may hand down at least one opinion that could have a big impact on Super Tuesday voters. The announcement on the court's website that opinions are coming today is fueling speculation over whether either of them will decide if Trump can appear on Colorado's presidential ballot. I asked CNN's senior Supreme Court analyst Joan Biskupic what we can expect.
During oral arguments in this case back on February 8th, the justices across the political and ideological spectrum seemed resistant to the idea that one state could decide who gets on a particular ballot in a way that would have reverberations across the country. But irrespective of how the Supreme Court rules this morning, it will not be the last chapter of the Supreme Court's outsized role in the 2024 presidential election.
As opioid overdose deaths continue at a near-record pace across the country, lawmakers in Oregon have overwhelmingly voted to once again make possession of drugs like fentanyl a crime. It comes roughly 3 years after the state became the first in the nation to decriminalize drug possession and make the possession of small amounts of hard drugs like cocaine and heroin a misdemeanor, with penalties similar to traffic tickets. We're now waiting to see if the governor will sign the new bill into state law, and while she hasn't signaled whether she'll support it, she has previously joined local officials in declaring a state of emergency over fentanyl in downtown Portland. That's something One Thing host David Rind spoke to CNN's Josh Campbell about.
Our team actually went to Portland and met with a number of people, a number of stakeholders who were involved in this 90-day emergency. Of course, one major problem that they will face, what do you do for those who don't want help?
You can hear more from that conversation on Sunday's episode of One Thing, available now wherever you get your podcasts. Firefighting crews in Texas could get their best shot at containing the wildfires there today. More on that next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
A powerful blizzard that was slamming Northern California over the weekend is set to end today, with some parts seeing over 7 feet of snow and very gusty winds. The most extreme conditions were up at the highest elevations in the mountains, where there was hurricane-force wind and whiteout conditions. While over in Texas today, firefighting crews in the Panhandle could get their best shot yet at containing the massive wildfires there, as a cold front is expected to sweep into the region and winds are meant to die down. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.